Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The cold front has moved through overnight. Breezy, cooler for today. Now, having said that, it's not anything extreme, and temperatures this morning are actually still above average in the 50s, but the wind's coming up, and we won't see a whole lot of recovery today. So in the end, we're about 20 degrees cooler than yesterday, and as much as 25 degrees cooler compared to much earlier this week. So we're looking at highs today that'll top out in the low to mid-60s, a gusty wind off the Atlantic, so it'll be especially cool at the beaches with rough season surf and a high rip current risk. Looking for temperatures that ought to be in the mid-60s this time of year, so really not that terribly far from where we should be. Dropping into the low 50s tonight, a cool but decent Friday evening. And then yet another warm-up for your weekend, but this one will not last very long. It won't be as extreme as the last few days, and it'll be ahead of the next cold front that is much stronger. So tomorrow, clouds will gradually give way to some sun as we go through the day. It's really the pick day of the weekend. Temperatures will get back into the mid-70s during the afternoon. And south and west of Jacksonville, we may very well make another run at 80 degrees Saturday afternoon. But that cold front gets close enough to start to develop some showers overnight Saturday and continuing on and off into Sunday. While virtually everybody should get some rain, the amounts don't look to be a whole lot. Generally a tenth to a third of an inch of rain with this front, maybe a couple of spots that would manage a half inch, especially parts of Baker and Clay County. But for the most part, this is a relatively light rain, and the temperatures Sunday still not too bad, managing to get into the upper 60s to low 70s. The colder air arrives overnight Sunday night and will lead to a very chilly holiday on Monday. Martin Luther King Day will be partly sunny, windy, and chilly. Temperatures only topping out at around 60 degrees. The wind will make it feel even colder. For the parade, we can expect a partly sunny sky and temperatures in the 50s. Sweaters, jackets, and coats for the parade on Monday. And then it's a really cold Tuesday, starting out with temperatures in the 30s early in the morning, but an afternoon high on Tuesday. In the afternoon, only around 50 degrees. That's a full 30 to 35 degrees colder than the afternoon temperatures we were experiencing last week. So a little taste of winter here. And then Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning would appear to be the coldest temperatures of this upcoming cold snap, and we'll likely see a light inland frost and freeze, and a light freeze even inland for some spots on Tuesday morning, but particularly Wednesday morning. That looks to be the coldest of this cold snap. Now, having said that, that's what it is. It's a snap, if you will, of cold. It does not look to be an overall pattern change that would lead to successive days or even weeks of cold weather. At least it isn't a way it appears right now, but it also does appear to be more average with more fluctuations like we typically expect this time of year. Some mild days mixed in with some pretty cold days and an occasional frost or freeze. It will not, the cold spell, help out our pollen situation, which has really gotten extreme in a hurry here with the very warm temperatures, very high pine, juniper, maple, all a problem right now. Anything that's blooming, quite honestly. And then in the next few weeks, oak will get into the act, likely earlier than usual as well, unless we had an extremely cold weather pattern, which just doesn't seem to be likely at this point. So again, to repeat, over your weekend, the pick day of your weekend is Saturday. We'll have clouds to start the day, but we'll gradually get into some sunshine. Temperatures will go above average again by a good 10 to 12 degrees, if not more, well into the 70s. Some showers will develop later Saturday night and continue on and off into Sunday, so you'll need that umbrella handy on Sunday, but the temperatures will still be pretty decent before colder air moves in Sunday night, leading to a chilly Martin Luther King Day on Monday, but dry. Just bundle up for the parade on Monday, and it looks decent otherwise. Have a great and safe weekend with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.